Hey Xavier, how you going, mate?
I'm good, Darren.
Thanks very much for having a chat with us, Xavier. You're in the film coming up soon called A Few Less Men. Can you just tell our listeners what the film's about?
Sure. Well, it's a sequel to a film called A Few Best Men, which is a wedding comedy about these English lads that come over to Australia to wreak havoc, and everything that can go wrong does go wrong. And it's pretty much the same for the second film, except it's, I guess, more of a road movie where these guys are trying to get their friend back to London, and all sorts of terrible adventures ensue.
Played David twice now. Was it difficult to remember how to play the same character from 5 years ago?
I mean, it always takes a little while to get back into the swing of things, but he's sort of the straight man in the movie, and so I've just got to get back into herding cat mode,
Yeah.
while I sort of put up with the mischief that the other guys get into.
Yeah, for sure. Did you, Chris, and Kevin get the old chemistry back together pretty quickly?
Well, we had such a great time on the first film, so we sort of picked up where we left off. We shot the first one in Sydney, and it was great to spend some time in Perth this time round and get to visit all these stunning places and spend more time in WA again.
The new film starts directly from the last one. Were there discussions on setting the sequel 5 years later, or was it always going to be basically kicking off from where the last one ended?
I think there are a few ideas kicking around about what we should do, and Dean Craig came up with the idea that it should just sort of pick up where we left off, which is really great because it means we're still in Australia and still trying to find our way back to London. So yeah, I think that was just something that came up as we were talking about it.
Now, did you rewatch the original a few times before you started filming the new one?
We did actually, yeah, had a look at it and sort of, I mean, they're very different films in
Yeah.
tone, different directors now, so it's some ways it's not that helpful to look at the first film and just, I think the film sort of stands on its own as well, so that's kind of, you don't have to have seen the first film to enjoy the second one.
Yeah, for sure. Do you find it a little bit odd watching yourself on screen?
Yeah, I think, it'll be a bit kind of, I'd be an egotistical kind of maniac if I was there, just entertaining and being entertained by myself.
So, is it hard to hold on to the English accent when you're shooting when there's other Aussies in the scene? Can it throw you off?
I mean, I find it, the English accent's so contagious, and just spending more and more time with Chris and Kevin, it sort of rubs off on you, and so yeah, hopefully it doesn't, go astray at any point.
I've always wondered this: who's funnier on set, Chris Marshall or Kevin Bishop?
They're both equally hilarious for different reasons, but that's sort of always been the way. It's just every second spent with those guys is just in stitches.
How much time did you spend in the desert, and was it as hot as it actually looked?
It was actually really windy out where we were, and so we were kind of getting sand in our face, and it wasn't always as picturesque as it looks on screen. But we had goggles and all sorts of places to retreat to,
Well,
so it wasn't too bad.
there is a sequence in the film with Shane Jacobson. Was that looked like it could have been incredibly hard to film because it was pretty damn funny to watch.
Well, Shane's just a riot, he's such a hilarious guy, and so I think the biggest challenge for me is just keeping a straight face for the most part, and the only scenes that make it into the film are the scenes where I'm not laughing. But yeah, Shane's just a great actor and very, very funny, so we had a blast.
Yeah, we did like his Norman Bates moment. You seem to get back to Australia regularly to make movies, as I know you live in LA at the moment. Is that your plan, or is it just the way things turn out?
Yeah, there's no real grand plan really. It's just sort of the way that it's rolled the last little while. There's so many great filmmakers in Australia, and I've been lucky enough to have the chance to work there a lot. It's always great coming back home and spending more time in WA as well, which I never really imagined that would happen.
Now, you've worked on some really fantastic films over the years. Like, for instance, Fury's one of my favourite films of the last few years. And I've never been able to interview someone who's worked on a David Ayer film. So what's it like working with him as a director? Because I heard he's quite...
Oh, he's just awesome. You know, he's a very serious director and he knows what he wants. You know, I think he's got a military background, so he sort of runs a tight ship. And, you know, I'd watched End of Watch before I started working on that film.
Such a good movie.
He's just sort of blown away. Yeah, he really kind of, you know, tackles these issues and like war and the police and with a real tenacity that's really just impressive and great to have been a part of. So, yeah, I've got nothing but great things to say about the guy.
Looking at your IMDb, it looks like you haven't got... Obviously, you're probably negotiating stuff for future films, but there isn't really much on there with what's coming up for you. But you have done... Last year, obviously, you had four films come out. This year, you've got a couple coming out. Are you giving yourself a little bit of a break? Because you've been pretty constantly working for the last probably, what, 5-6 years?
Yeah, it's just sort of being a bit more considerate about what the next step is you know, just waiting for the right thing to come along and something you know, always try and be involved in projects that are, you know, different to what I've done before and try and explore uncharted territory. So that's the main goal, really. Yeah, and there's another show coming out soon called Seven Types of Ambiguity, which is a sort of 6-part drama series for the ABC. So that should be coming out sometime soon as well.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, that's great. Well, yeah, you can see from your list of films that you do like doing a mix, like you've Love and Friendship with Kate Beckinsale. Obviously, that's a period film, and then you've done your Frankenstein and then Fury and Healing and all that. So, yeah, you do like to mix it up, which is supposedly a great thing for an actor to be able to do.
Yeah, you want to try and keep on your toes, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Xavier, thanks very much for talking to us. Good luck with the release of A Few Less Men here in Australia, and we hope to see a lot more from you coming up.
Thanks a lot. It's great to chat.
Yeah, you too, mate. Take it easy, all right?